Repeated coyote sightings in Liberty Village and Fort York have left residents in the area nervous for the safety of themselves and their pets. Several locals in the neighborhood have this week issued a demand for urgent action from the city amid a string of reportedly 13 coyote attacks within 9 days. In a press release, the residents said 3 dogs have been killed by coyotes in the area over the last several months. These attacks are happening at all hours of the day, leaving the community on edge and fearing for their safety, the residents wrote. Johanna Fox, a resident of Liberty Village, said she's been chased by coyotes 3 times, 2 times while she was walking her baby and her dogs. The first time, I ran as it pursued us through Fort York Park. The second time, it grabbed my smallest dog out of nowhere, and I had to kick it to make it let go. It chased me all the way to my condo building door, Fox recalled in a statement. The third time, it tried to sneak up on my husband while he was walking our dogs. Fox said she and her family are terrified. Every walk is nerve-wracking. This is out of control, she said. Another Liberty Village resident, Ruby Cooner, said the locals in the neighborhood are living in fear. She said she and her dog were recently ambushed by 2 coyotes and barely escaped. We need the city to act now before more lives are lost, Cooner pleaded. The residents are asking the City of Toronto to take several actions to combat a rise in reported coyote sightings. They are seeking increased city response and intervention to prevent further attacks, as well as the safe relocation of coyote packs from residential areas and continuous patrol officers in all hotspot areas. Environmental assessments prior to new building developments has also been requested by the group, who said they want to prevent the destruction of natural wildlife habitats. Rapid urban expansion and unchecked development displace wildlife, pushing coyotes into densely populated areas where they struggle to find food and territory, increasing the risk of aggressive behavior and dangerous encounters with residents, they wrote in a release. Locals have asked the municipal and provincial government to collaborate in an effort to handle coyotes. The group said it is only a matter of time before a child is harmed by a coyote. City of Toronto resources maintain coyotes generally do not pose a danger to people, but can pose a danger for pets. Toronto has a list of tips for how to handle coyotes, including: never feed coyotes. Do not approach coyotes, their dens or their young. Do not touch coyotes, even if they appear tame, sick or injured. Keep your dog on a leash. If you see a coyote, do not run but make some noise to scare it away. Dispose of garbage and waste before leaving parks. The City of Toronto also runs an e-learning course on coyotes in the urban landscape, which can offer locals advice about how animals and people can remain safe in the presence of coyotes. Coyote sightings should be reported to 311 when a coyote is seen approaching people or pets, exploring buildings or dense urban areas, or is sick, limping or confused. It is against city bylaws to feed coyotes. Sighting can also be reported online, by phone at 416-338-PAWS-7297, or by email at animalservices@toronto.ca.